They still haven't found six bridge collapse victims in Baltimore. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. They are presumed dead now.
I spent a good part of yesterday with the families, praying with them, praying for them, and praying for their peace.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore just told Fox divers will keep working to find the construction workers in a recovery mission, but it'll take a long time to rebuild the bridge.
The economic impact that this is having, not just on the state of Maryland, but on the entire country, is staggering. We're talking about a port that's responsible for over 51 million tons of foreign cargo. That's the largest in the country.
The National Transportation Safety Board has the voyage data recorder from the cargo ship that crashed into the bridge, trying to determine what went wrong and why. Texas's controversial border law remains blocked. A federal appeals court extended its hold on the law as the federal government calls it an overreach into immigration authority. Texas's Republican governor says they have the right to stop an invasion, with the law allowing police to arrest migrants who cross the border illegally. The Trump campaign's angry. A judge in New York City issued a gag order before the former president's first criminal trial, claiming it unconstitutionally blocks his free speech rights.
He's not allowed to make public statements about witnesses, court staff, jurors, and others in his case, with an upcoming trial date set for April 15th. The former president's charged with filing false business records when he reimbursed his then personal attorney for hush money payments to an adult film star who alleged an affair.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal and other Republicans have been taken off the air. NBC News is dropping Ronna McDaniel days after hiring the former Republican National Committee chair, which upset MSNBC viewers and hosts.
Many anchors sounding off in lockstep, including President Biden's former press secretary.
This is about truth versus lies.
Jen Psaki also warned democracy was in danger after McDaniel was hired. The chairman of NBC Universal issued a mea culpa while announcing the termination of McDaniel. Quote, no organization, particularly a newsroom, can succeed unless it is cohesive and aligned.
That's Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The Ahmaud Arbery case is back in court in Georgia as three men implicated in the death of the black man who was killed while jogging appeal federal hate crimes convictions.
Attorneys for Greg and Travis McMichael and William Roddy Bryan will ask a federal appeals court in Atlanta to throw out their 2022 hate crimes convictions. The three white men who were convicted of murder in a Georgia state court found guilty of chasing and fatally shooting Ahmaud Arbery, a 25-year-old unarmed black man, in 2020, then found guilty of federal hate crime charges. The McMichaels receiving life sentences, Brian 35 years in prison. In court filings, their lawyers claim they chased Arbery because they believed he was a criminal, not because of his race. Prosecutors disagree. Arbery's family will reportedly be in Atlanta to rally against the appeal. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
There is another race-based controversy in Oklahoma.
A recall election next week will determine whether Enid, Oklahoma City Council member Judd Blevins keeps his seat or not. Blevins defended marching alongside white nationalists in Charlottesville, Virginia in 2017 during a public forum on Tuesday when questioned about his ties to racist groups. That participation became known only after his election last year. Enid Social Justice Committee Chair Christy Baldwin says she's backing Blevins' opponent, Cheryl Patterson.
She isn't normally someone that I would be supporting for public office. She's very conservative and I'm very liberal, but she is not a Nazi.
Blevins says he is, quote, opposed to all forms of racial hate, but stopped short of condemning white supremacy. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Stocks are poised to rebound in Wall Street. Dow futures up more than 100 points before the opening bell. Somebody in New Jersey turned a $2 investment into $1.1 billion. The only winner of the Mega Millions fortune, the eighth largest U.S. lottery jackpot of all time. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.